Hi everyone, this is Sugar.
This is Spice.
And not so nice.
And welcome to our debrief of season 14, episode 8 of The Real Housewives of New Jersey. Today we'll be unpacking this crazy episode full of lots and lots of drama in Tulum / New Jersey. Teresa's backyard. 6 acres of Tulum. I'm going to pass this right over to Not So Nice. Just maybe the first half of the episode right now.
First half of the episode. Well,
if you have
first
anything.
I was excited. This is off topic, but I thought I was cleared to eat as we do this. Because as you know, we like to enjoy snacks.
We pranked you.
Yes, you pranked me. That was cruel, I must say. Well, I really don't know where to start, because what I have is probably more towards the end.
That's okay.
So,
do you want to pass the mic over to?
Pass it over to Spice.
Okay.
Sure. No problem. I guess the first part of the episode was the energy healing session, and then there was the singing bowl,
exactly. Well, I don't know actually what, if it has a specific name, but
there is a name, because I had to do it at work one time and I couldn't pay attention either. But this involved Teresa, Dolores, and Jennifer. So I know that Jennifer kept going back to Dolores and asking her kind of uncomfortable questions about, oh, when are you going to get married? Like, what's going on? Like, what's happening?
Totally.
And you could see that Dolores is like, oh, I'm not really in a rush.
It's not a big thing.
It's not a big deal. But we know from the previous episodes. And then Not So Nice, you called it anyways, saying that she really wanted to get married. So
I think she really does. Like, yeah. I think that's bottom line, she's looking for the Cinderella fucking story.
Yep.
That's it. She's trying to do the toughie, that she doesn't care. Now she's satisfied, because that's a commitment. Starting the business together. Like, what?
Eco-electrics,
like,
or whatever.
Like, what the fuck has that got to do with the other? No relation at all.
No,
like,
but that's why she kept talking, to fill in
that
space.
Like, as though that is something big, like the engagement, which it's not.
I was going to ask, like, what does Dolores do? Does she have a career? Does she work? Because I don't really know.
In the beginning, she started a gym place with her ex, Frank, right?
Oh, okay.
They started a gym place. I don't know if they still own it or not, because, you know, stuff happened and COVID and this and that. So I don't know if they still have it, because there's not too much talk about that. But she also was flipping homes with him, too.
Yeah,
right?
Yes, Reynolds.
So
so she has done quite a bit
of stuff like that. Now Frank started an edibles company, so
she's
got her hands
cool.
in everything, because I think that no matter what, Frank is still looking at the whole family picture.
Yeah.
So everyone's in for everything that happens there,
yeah.
I feel, based on how their relationship is and their personalities.
Okay, so now she thinks
that, right? So
that's the commitment too.
So that's like, equivalent to the engagement is now the company together. That's a big step. Like,
okay.
I don't fucking think so. But, okay, live in your dream world and try to make us believe what you were trying to make us drink, the Kool-Aid from the Dolores.
Exactly, the Dolores Kool-Aid.
The Dolores Kool-Aid, all right.
But then it kind of split a little bit, because they went to Danielle and Melissa when they were shopping around and looking at things, and they were talking about kind of a debrief on what happened before at the party, and then all of the drama with Danielle, and then also talking a little bit about the slob comment with Dolores.
That's right.
So that's what they kept talking about, was going back and forth with what they thought about that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So and then after a little bit of time, there was all of the Jackie drama again. Mm-hmm. That was.
I have to say, sorry to interrupt before
no,
I forget this, because I'm a fucking horrible note taker, right? Because I'll get more into the show and the snack sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, the part where
this is why you take notes.
This is why you take notes. That's right.
Which part?
Where
she lost her
about?
Spot.
I just lost the fucking spot.
Jackie, you started thinking about snacks and you lost yourself. Well, I have to say, you know how we've been saying, okay, Jackie's going off the deep end.
Yeah.
Now in this episode, I really saw all the women were kind of talking about that too. They're like, okay, Jackie's talked so much shit, and now she talked too much shit because she's crossed Margaret. Now she's totally, and then even Dolores said, like, towards the end of the episode, like, it's better to just let her destroy herself. She can do a better job than I can. But they all see it too now.
I just remembered my train of thought.
There you go.
I was trying to go. I appreciated Rachel's input with Margaret and telling her that that was a low blow, showing the text, which she shouldn't have crossed that boundary. I think like that, like not in that way. Like no, she just shouldn't have done that. That was stupid, right? But
That was pretty good last episode, though, as a viewer.
It was.
That was pretty good. But, yeah, no, and I'm glad that Rachel kind of holds her ground. And,
yeah, she did hold her ground on that, and she did tell Margaret, like, that
was a low blow. It's hard to stick up sometimes.
And Margaret was trying to defend herself, saying, well, you know what I mean? Like, you can only take so much. It's like the Jennifer poking at Margaret, like, so you were a hoe? Oh, so you slept your way to the top? Oh, so you're married for this? So you're a marriage breaker, you know, and it's like, fuck off. You've got the same thing in your closet. You're trying to stop poking me, or it's going to fuck. I'm going to go into defense mode and fuck you over. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so I get what Margaret was trying to do, but at the same time, yeah, I'm glad that Rachel stood her ground and saying that it was a bit over the top.
Yep. I want to get to the Tulum party, but I won't get there yet.
Yeah.
You have to say spice or no sugar. We'll go to sugar.
Yeah, you're
sugar.
Spice.
Spice.
I was going to say, very beginning of the episode, kind of when they're doing that debrief, it's nice to see Melissa, even in last season too, she's kind of taking Daniela under her wing, business-wise.
Mm-hmm. She's trying to help her. Which a good friend who's confident in themselves and successful in their own right is more than willing, I think, to help somebody. Because I know me. If there's something I can help somebody to help them get ahead with something, with all my heart, I would do it, right? Just don't fuck me over, right? Because then it's like game over, right?
It's been really nice to see, because that first season, she takes her to a meeting to teach her how, you know, you pick clothes to get sent to your store and whatever. And now she's showing her, okay, this is how I'm going to run my fashion show. I mean, Danielle's already done it, but Danielle seems very appreciative because she did that first one, and, you know, now hopefully she's going to do many more. Mm-hmm. So it's nice for her, too, to be able to just kind of observe someone else who's already established.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I thought that was really nice to see, and it really wasn't, I think they must do it a lot, and it's nothing where it's like a personal thing or anything like that, or, you know, Melissa is holding it over her head or anything like that.
Exactly. No,
it's literally, it's just... Yeah,
you know,
no.
That's your
friend. She's literally just here. Come and observe and ask me questions. It's really nice to see that. I really like to see her supporting people.
And Melissa's not the type that's going to say, if you're friends with her, you can't be friends with me. No, she's still helping.
Imagine that after
she's
still so close with Teresa, who they're not even talking, and she's still willing to help her.
Yeah,
and I really like to see it. I think it's really nice. But then, you know. So then it keeps cutting back and forth to then they're at the store and the other lady is at that healing kind of energy thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was so funny. They go through this whole thing, let go of the negativity.
They're right back in there.
As soon as it ends, oh my God, they just start talking shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That went, like,
so
what was the point of going?
Spiritual.
How much?
Help.
They should get their money back because I don't think it worked.
No, not at all.
And I thought it was really funny. Like, Teresa comes out of it and starts talking about, she said exactly like, I want to take Margaret down or like something like that.
They want Jackie to expose.
Yeah.
They're trying to fire up Jackie. They're trying to use Jackie as their little fucking
ammunition. Can you believe that?
The whatever it is that she's got, deliver it so that it's not us, it's you.
It's Jackie doing it.
But you know what? It's going to backfire to them too. And yeah, they're just, Teresa and Jennifer Aiden are like both totally fucked up. And Jennifer's been like that anyways, where she just follows wherever she can get, you know, the more, I don't know, she just likes being, like, she thinks she's part of the cool group or something.
Yeah.
I don't know, with Teresa, but she still wants the whole thing, right? But Melissa, going back to Melissa with Danielle for a second. Sorry that I jump all over the fucking
It's okay, because this part, it's tricky because they kept switching back and forth between them.
The party, and I think that Melissa made a good point in saying, you know, well, about the bottle. What was it about the
bottle? Yeah, I was going to say, like, we finally found out what happened to the bottle.
And what Teresa wrote in the card.
And what that whole, you know...
Well, did we find out what happened with the bottle?
Yeah, we did.
They talked about it. That's why you got to write notes.
Yeah, Teresa said, Teresa mentioned the fact that she just said, happy housewarming and...
Yeah, no, I saw about the card, what she said in the card.
And we found out that it wasn't her idea. She said, I can't take credit for that.
The bottle that Melissa put away. I thought that's what you were talking about.
No, they just put that away.
Part about Louis' but, idea. Okay, let's make Louis look like he's trying to really, really kumbaya, my friends.
But then again, right? It just goes back to that point I was saying, like, the last couple times we talked about it, they should have just sent it privately.
Exactly, and Melissa said
she was making a spectacle. Why send it with someone?
Because Danielle's like, well, I know, because, you know, yeah, I've tried that with my brother. Did you do it in front of the cameras? Was her question to Danielle, right? Did you do it in front of the cameras?
Exactly.
Or did you do it on the side?
Privately.
Because if Teresa was really handing an olive branch or trying to reach out to her brother, she wouldn't have fucking done it on camera.
But she even admitted it wasn't an olive branch.
No, it's not. She doesn't give a fuck. She's just trying she to make didn't it look even like as to. If her gift fucking matters to them. Like, here, I'm above you. I'm sending you a gift anyways. Happy housewarming. Fuck off, you and your stupid fucking pettiness.
But even in that conversation, Jen sort of alluded to the fact, too, about what when she was fighting with Danielle about the charity event.
Yeah.
And she did say, she said, oh, you know, Danielle said, you know, with that stupid voice of hers, she goes, you know, Danielle said that you know, that with the, oh geez, what it now I lost my train of thought. She was talking about where'd I go with this?
This episode, there was so much going on.
Oh, the hair being for the website, the hair, for making money, right?
The hair, that's right. That's when she started talking about
it. I think Danielle's part, and I think we all agree on this. Danielle is, like, says a lot of stupid shit, but in this episode,
she follows through.
She's saying
what
the correct
stuff,
right?
That's right. She said that she followed through.
Like, the charity event. Like,
okay, ladies, let's just hop right over into the...
The Tulum party.
Because I'm done for the entire first half.
Yeah.
So just to make it clear, let's just hop right into the Tulum party then.
Before we even get to the nitty gritty, there was one thing that I did wrote about the Tulum party at the beginning when Jackie and Dolores were talking.
Mm-hmm.
And Jackie sort of made a half-assed attempt to go up to Dolores to talk to her. Yeah. And I don't even know if she wanted
Dolores
to apologize.
Dolores is in shutdown mode.
I don't blame her. And then what she said was, sometimes when Dolores said to her, sometimes friends need a break, and this is the one.
That was a good way to shut it down.
She shocked Jackie with that. I have to say, going a little bit further to the beginning again, just to go on Dolores, since we're going to jump to the party. I just have to say, like, she makes me laugh in the sense that she was saying to Polly that, you know, her body takes it's a full-time job to have her body. Like, fuck you. You fucking had surgery done. Who the fuck are you? It's like, you know, if you're taking the pill or you're taking the fucking knife to get to a certain point,
admit it.
You're not fucking doing the work.
No.
There is people who do the fucking work, and that's all they do, is they do the work to get themselves into that shape, into that size that they want.
Just be honest.
Like, you had the fucking work done.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit? You look great. Yeah. But don't say it's a full-time job to fucking maintain what you're doing, because you've paid for it. End of story. I just have to... Like, shit like that bugs me.
No, I like when people own what they've had done.
Yeah.
Because I'm, like, pro, like, if you want to do it, great. Yeah. If you want to work out every single day, that's great.
Yeah.
But I just like when people own it, too.
Yeah, exactly,
right? No, I agree 100%.
Okay, that's what I wanted to say about
dun,
that.
Dun, dun,
the big now part. We get to the juicy part.
You guys
the party. Oh my God. And I have to say, I really didn't take any notes either because we got to the party and went, the notes I have are Louis, no undies.
Ew, right? Gross,
yeah. She has eyes. I have to say, the way she fucking pops those eyes, I feel like just like.
Okay, so they, right before the party started, mm-hmm. Gia was in there. Mm-hmm. I feel like she just wanted screen time because I don't know why she was doing makeup in the kitchen.
Yeah, that was just absolutely
with your mom and her boyfriend. Like, why are you getting ready with them?
Just mixing into their business. Again, talk and discussions that you have no fucking part of. You are not in person when shit's happened all these years. I don't know why her two bits into her mom's relationships with friends has got to do with her.
You know
she should
why?
Just shut the fuck up.
Do you know why? Because Teresa asks her.
She does. Yeah.
She does.
Teresa's
and
a fucking
why.
Idiot.
And that,
yeah.
And I
used to love Teresa, I have to say, in the beginning.
I loved her
loved
too.
Teresa. I was like, she's fucking real. Like, I mean, I love her. But then, you know, sometimes the fucking fame gets to your head. And all of a sudden, you think you're the fucking head honcho, and like everybody else, fuck off and bow down. Fuck you.
Well, I have
you're
to say, when
anymore.
They first went live, like with the show season one, she was so cute.
Yeah,
she was so funny.
Nice.
Like everything that she did was
like
hilarious.
Funny,
she had a great personality.
Not nice. I'm not gonna say
she
like
was,
nice and, you know,
she was like just funny, you know,
cool.
Like
she
had
real,
a great
like,
personality.
You know,
I
so
loved
you know,
it.
But she is dumb. You have to say there's some fucking shit that comes out of her.
Yeah,
mouth
she was
like,
so dumb. That
fuck.
It was just it was
like,
funny to watch. She was entertaining, she was cute, like
yeah
now
not
it's
anymore. Not anymore.
No
hasn't
now been
she's
for a
annoying
long time
and
yeah.
and she's abrasive like
yeah.
abrasive and in your face
yeah.
and wants to fight
yeah
and she I don't even think she knows why she wants to fight.
No
she just wants
she's
enemies.
Lost she's lost any sight of what it is that her real objective or way should really be like she's yeah it's just weird she's lost every like the most important parts you would think in her life is her family besides her kids because her kids she still is 100% but she's 100% too much in the wrong way with her kids
mm-hmm.
too right so
mm-hmm.
you got to really fucking look at that balance right
mm-hmm.
like I get it that you want to hang out and you want to have fun you have the ability to do this and do that. But you got to keep them fucking grounded. Otherwise, they turn out like little fucking bitches like yourself. And it's like, they're not going to have a good fucking life in the future because it's a different generation. They're not going to put up with that much shit about them, right? I don't know.
But you know what? The interesting part out of this whole thing was all of the drama, which I heard little bits about that there was something going to happen at this
mm-hmm.
big party. And I assumed it was going to be Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
And boy,
yeah,
boy, were we
yeah.
wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, I assumed it was gonna be her too, maybe, right?
Let's unpack that. What
okay.
do we want to unpack
okay.
first, Jackie, or do we want to unpack Danielle?
Ooh, that's a tough call.
Hmm.
Oh, Danielle, now I'm like pro Danielle, love
yeah.
her.
Today, I like and I back Danielle, like what she says, right? Because like her fight, especially with the charity thing, again, back to the fucking charity that Jennifer's trying to look like. Well, when we do a charity, like, you know, everything, we pay for everything. Well, real charities, as far as my knowledge goes, I'm not 100%, but I'm pretty sure because I've dealt with different things on a smaller scales.
Mm-hmm.
And usually when it's a charity, you have to pay for fucking things. People don't just give it to you. And if they do, you're giving some form of payment back. So, you know, and
whether it
people,
be
like an endorsement,
endorsement.
But they're doing
yeah.
something like you're buying silver, bronze, gold, platinum levels to have your advertising done there. You're supplying the food, maybe, you know what I mean? But you're paying for everything. As when you put on a charity event, you can't expect everybody's going to give you everything. Otherwise, it's not going to happen. And if you're trying to do a more advanced charity for a big number that you're trying
like
to bring
event.
In,
yeah.
a big event, you got to pay money to make money, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
you're not going to do nothing. You have to do it. And you have to pay those expenses. It's not like they pay themselves. They pay what they need to pay. So I don't think that Danielle did it wrong. Like, I think Jennifer's fucked up in her way of thinking on that.
No, Jennifer just wants the credit. She wants her husband's
name up there. And then to make it seem like we showed up, that's what we did. fuck is
but that? Why would that mean your husband's business should be on? Like, what?
I don't know. Like, who the fuck do you think you are, Jennifer fucking Aiden, that you are this fucking primetime show coming to the charity event? Please, roll out the red carpet. Here I am. Like, what the fuck is that?
Oh, that's crazy. That's like, crazy town. That's crazy town.
Yeah, that's crazy town. That's crazier than Jackie Town right now.
Yeah, exactly.
But I have to say, I agreed with everything Danielle was saying.
100%.
In when she was kind of there, like when she was there in the moment with Jennifer, and even in her, you know, confessionals too. Mm-hmm. But she was trying to, like, it was like she was trying to explain it to an idiot, which she was.
Well, she is an idiot. Yeah.
And she was trying to say, those people who I endorsed, they were on there because they're small businesses who actually paid and supported the charity. Why would your husband's huge business get on there for free? And I think that Jennifer is so out to lunch, because my theory is that I know, like, some people in the United States, if you want to pay less tax, if you own your own charity, so say, you know, her husband obviously makes a lot of money, they probably have a charity set up where they just donate a bunch of money, and that's all they do. And that's
but if
why
they're buying and supplying things for that charity event, I guarantee you she's fucking paying herself. They're paying themselves out.
No, you,
well, I, well, we don't know that, don't but know maybe that's my theory. It's a tax write-off. And that's why I think she's so confused, because maybe that's her perception of what a charity is. It's here's money, da-da-da-da-da, whatever, see you later. So maybe that's my theory. Maybe they have something set up like that. Maybe they don't, but maybe that's why she thinks, because I've never, ever, ever heard someone, like, think that a charity is just going to be, you pay for everything. You pay for the entire event. You pay for the entire, all that money that you raise goes back to, but the profit goes to, exactly, you're 100%
right. It's like
when
they do the home lotteries that you're buying in. You think they're going to give you the house for fucking free to whoever is putting on the charity? The hospitals or whoever is doing it?
No, they pay for the house first.
They pay for everything. Yep. And then the profits above is what goes to the hospital or to the charity that they're doing that for, right? So
exactly.
She's wrong on that.
Well, okay, there's that we all 100% agree that she's wrong with that. But when push came to shove,
literally,
she pushed Danielle first. Like,
100%.
She triggered.
She wanted a reaction. And she got her reaction.
And that was a great reaction.
Oh, Danielle, that was, she didn't skip a beat.
Even though it was plastic, you fucking felt it, man.
But you know what?
The crack and everything, right?
Oh, yeah.
Rewound it just to watch it again.
Yeah.
Because it was so awesome.
Yeah.
And it was like the best thing ever.
Yeah, it was.
And so deserved. Because
100% deserved.
Yeah, I would have done the exact same thing if I was in her shoes.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can only push so much and then that's it, right?
Yeah. And the other thing is Jennifer, like, when it wasn't even a discussion, it wasn't even an argument. Jennifer was talking down to her and belittling her and wanting to make her feel like a piece of shit.
Well, you know what? And the thing with Jennifer, it almost seemed like, so Danielle was upset, not because of, you know, whatever, she's saying something about the hairdresser, this or that at the last party. But she started, like, attacking her character, saying, like, all this shit. Like, oh, you're stealing money from the charity, this and that. And then we find out, oh, Jennifer's not even upset about that. Jennifer's upset because Danielle told her not to give her a heads up, basically, on that whole modeling gig. Which is, like, a stupid thing to be that upset.
I know, but you know what?
So stupid.
To compare the charity to that other issue, then I don't want to say issue, but the other thing that was going on in their lives, when Danielle approached her and said, hey, look, I've got a friend that wants to do this, but a heads up,
if this happens,
it's for free.
It's for their
advertising. But if you have other hairdressers, you might offend them.
Yeah, that's right. And
fair warning.
And that's it. Yeah. And then Jennifer takes that conversation and twists it to be, oh, you're trying to get money from everyone? Mm-hmm. What the fuck? How did you get that?
Yeah.
No, she's just like, stupid. Oh my, I loved that. Danielle handled herself.
Yeah, she handled it
like a
well,
Jersey girl. Oh yeah, my God.
Finally, you know, like she's a lot of, don't mess
lot
with
of talk,
me.
A lot of talk. Yeah.
You finally saw, okay, all right.
She's been a lot of talk.
You knew that you can respond if really push comes
I
to
loved
talk.
It. She goes, you're dirty. Like, you're a dirty girl. And
yeah.
Oh my God. So she didn't, from what I saw, she didn't get closer to Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
She was still in the same place, but she was holding her gun. She was waving her finger up and down. You're dirty. You're mm-hmm. dirty. And that's when Jennifer pushed her. And I think Danielle was just waiting
Snap.
For that.
Yep.
She was just waiting it. For it. And she grabbed that drink. She was already holding it. Maybe she was preparing.
No, I don't think she was. Because I was
smacked
looking at
it.
At first, she didn't have the drink in her hands. And when we went back to rewind, I was looking to see if it was
I saw her
drink.
Pick it up.
When we saw it the second, but before she picked it up, she didn't have, because she was talking and her hands were moving.
Yeah.
Right? So she didn't have.
But she picked it up right before she pushed her.
As soon as she did the shove, she just like automatic reaction.
I loved it.
In her hand. Like,
she didn't skip a beat.
Yeah, you didn't see
it.
Oh.
You know what?
Right?
And I love the fact that Nate stood right by her and said, you did well.
Yeah.
He was like, okay, honey.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Relax.
It's okay.
You're good.
You're good.
And
you're
you know
good.
What? He was even saying, Jennifer, that's not okay.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
she was the one who started it.
Yeah.
You can't do anything.
Yeah.
She's the one who started it.
I like Bill after she went into the place. Poor fucking Bill sitting there at the table enjoying whatever.
What do you mean, poor
eating.
Bill?
No, I just mean like, no, I don't mean poor Bill. That's for sure.
That was hilarious.
But it was hilarious that poor guy's sitting there trying to eat a fucking meal.
Your wife's a bitch. When you sleep, you're sleeping. Be with the devil, and his face doesn't do anything.
No,
he folds his napkin,
his mouth.
Wipes his mouth,
swallows. Like, all right, here we go again.
He's
here
probably
go.
Like,
what
yeah,
just
you just took the
what
words right out of my mouth.
Yeah,
I am sleeping with the devil.
And then he's
I know
gotta
what
go
you're
home
talking
to
about.
That. He's got to go home
he's
to that.
Go home to
and
that.
He's got to listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my God, yeah. Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah, it's only
awesome.
A matter of time for that one to just crack, like really
yeah.
crack.
Yeah.
That one's good.
You know what
she's
I just
too much.
Yeah.
She's too much.
Right? I just love he didn't even get up. He didn't say anything
no,
to Danielle. He just kind of looked at her. He was probably trying to hold back going, yeah, I know
what
but
you're talking
know,
about.
But interesting, you're right, because you know normally if it was any other normal couple, he would run away, jump up, go see her, or say,
no, fuck you, don't
exactly.
say that about my wife,
yeah.
like, right?
Yeah.
He
nothing.
Didn't even react.
Nothing.
If
nothing.
Someone, even if it wasn't your partner, if someone came over, so-and-so's a bitch
I'd
to you,
like,
you'd
be
like,
fuck?
What?
Yeah,
like, I'd
be
shocked.
Like,
he was like, I know.
Yeah, no, that was good. That
yeah,
was,
that was
good. Episode.
That was real good. And I loved, you know, Danielle leaves. She has a totally normal reaction. She's all pissed off. She's upset. She's emotional. And then the camera goes to Jennifer, still at the party. And she looked like she was stunned, to be
yeah.
honest.
Yeah.
She was, I was surprised she didn't cry. But she was, like, barely talking to everyone. They asked her, like, oh, did you push her? Did you push her? And she, at first, I think she was trying to be like, no, I didn't push her. And then she's like, okay, well, maybe I could have pushed her.
You can't
maybe.
Say she was in blackout mode because she wasn't.
She wasn't.
No, she knew exactly what she
was. And you could just see on her face, she was, like, stunned. She wasn't really talking. And
no.
you could see, like,
shell-shocked.
In her eye.
Yeah,
yeah
she was
shocked.
She was shocked. She wasn't expecting that.
No.
Yeah.
It's like the same look Jackie had when Dolores said, this friendship needs the break.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah. No, it was a good one. That was a good, good episode.
That was a good fight.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I can't wait to see what happens next week.
Well, what about Jackie? Did we talk about her?
No,
a little
we
bit.
Jumped, yeah,
yeah we jumped
bit,
to
we
that.
Did, yeah.
We talked about Jackie a little tiny bit,
mm-hmm.
but I found the beginning of the episode was so funny because everyone... Melissa and Jennifer acts like they're her friends.
Yeah.
Like, and then we just see them. They must have forgot that the camera was on them or something. Because they
I
were
think
just.
Sometimes they do. I think sometimes they forget that the camera
I think
was
they
on
forgot
them.
Because then they
like
were just
Teresa
totally.
Saying, who's, Who's Jackie?
I don't care about Jackie. Yeah.
After they wanted Jackie to be the fucking pigeon to go and deliver the break.
She said, who cares about Jackie? Yeah.
That she's got on Margaret. It'll be interesting to see what she's got on Margaret.
But you see how Teresa flipped too, because right now Jackie thinks she's friends with Teresa. And Teresa's talking shit about her.
Yeah, we totally saw the true colors. So the, yeah. And you know who's another flip-floppy one? Jen Aiden. Or no, Jen Fessler.
Fessler. We didn't say much of her this episode.
And she didn't say much. And she walked away. She took a stand and walked away when they were jabbing Margaret the whole time.
But at the beginning, remember they were talking about the private jet? And then she goes, oh, Margaret who?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then on the second...
Why would you say that?
That's really stupid. And then on the second part, she was like, didn't want to hear them cutting her up, though.
Well, she said, oh, did they not realize that I'm friends with Margaret?
Yeah.
It's like, well, I don't... Are you sure you're friends with Margaret?
Because... You didn't jump to her defense, that's for sure.
You didn't jump to her defense. And then you also said, Margaret who? So that was almost like solidifying that you're not
friends. Although I think she did say it in a joking... She meant it in a jokingly way, but...
Nothing
joking.
No, that's not a joke to say. Yeah.
It's not. If someone...
They actually don't like her. Right? Mm-hmm. It's different if everyone likes her. Oh, who? That's a joke. But when you're saying it to someone who actually hates her, like Teresa was saying in the beginning of the episode, she wants to bring her down, right? Yeah. So, not funny.
Yeah, it's not funny. Not appropriate. Not funny. But this was
awesome.
This is going to get really ugly really quick. You can see that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was that! I thought that was awesome. I loved that.
Yeah.
Smacking her right in the man.
You heard that fucking crack and you saw the glass like right in half.
I was surprised she didn't have a little cut. I know it wasn't actual glass, but even with the plastic, you could get a cut, right? She looked fine.
She has eyes. Like you have to her eyes, the way she pops those expressions, where her eyes just pop in, like as if
bug right out. Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
Like as if, you know.
Oh, what happened? Yeah. Okay, whatever. Go play with your friends.
Yeah.
Go do something.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Ew. But whatever.
Yeah. That's all I got.
What an excellent episode. So exciting.
That one we actually had to unpack. That was like...
Yeah, that one was good.
Oh, that was a real good one.
Is this time?
It's time for the golden question. Today's golden question. Why the hell are the New Jersey men so red? Seriously, what's going on? I don't understand. Have they taken some sort of drug that gives them?
Red.
Yeah, but they're.
And Paul are the most
but
red.
It's not normal. There's two.
Yeah.
Like, there's red, and then there's Louis and Paulie red.
Yeah,
that's a little too. Red. Are they taking some sort of drug? Are they high blood pressure? Is it too much tanning?
Joe can be very red too.
They can all be red.
Not red like that. Like Joe's more like.
Don't say he's golden because he's not red. Golden. We'll watch him. We'll watch
but,
him.
I mean, he is red in some, but in a lot he's like tanned, like just tanned.
No, I've seen him red.
Alcohol. I think it's alcohol.
You think
right?
It's alcohol?
Mm-hmm. I think so. I think they have too much to drink and then they just get red like hell. Like
Okay. Some people do get like that. Yeah, that's true.
I do.
I think Louis's naturally red like that.
I'm not Louis red though. I'll put that out there.
No, actually at the Tulum when they were getting ready, he wasn't as red as normal.
As usual.
They go up and down in their redness levels.
Mm-hmm.
So it must be the alcohol.
Yeah, I
was thinking it has to be some sort of drug they're taking. Okay, but alcohol makes more sense. They've got all the...
And they're in that high blood pressure range anyways with their age.
With everything that's happening.
Yeah.
Well, so am I.
Yeah.
I'm not beet red, but...
You never know. Yeah. But yeah.
That was a good one.
Episode.
Oh, man. I'm a total Danielle fan. I knew she was going to bring the fireworks.
Yeah, right now, like today,
I knew
was
it.
Good. She was good today.
Yeah, she was very
usually
good.
We have a lot of complaints about her. Whether
usually,
her
but she gives us stuff to talk about.
Some stupid things that she says, but... And, you know, I mean, we can all say stupid things. Lord knows I say a lot.
Because she says stuff usually like, I'm going to fuck you up. And then
she doesn't do anything. She backs up,
she
right?
She cries.
But today, I'm glad that she didn't back up. She actually moved forward. And I really like that. I have to say, it reminds me of when I was in elementary school.
Oh God, what?
I remember I ended up transferring schools, and I was in grade 6 in a new school, and everybody, you know, it's like the new kid, let's pick on the new fucking kid, right? And so, you know, next thing you know, they're trying to prove who's the toughest and who's not, right? Mm-hmm. And so they're, you know, fight. And I'm like, I'm not fighting anybody. Like, why the fuck would I, like, be fine? Like, 11 years old. Motherfuckers, eh? Sometimes you get fucking little bitches and pricks, like, all over the place, right? And I remember by the time it was after school, there was, like, fucking word that this fight was going to happen. And I'm like, if I leave.
And you were the main event.
Right? And I walk, you know what I mean? And they're just going to keep going because, you know, that's what happens when people do shit, I guess, like that, right? And I just remember being down on the field, on the track field, and this fucking storm of people. And I didn't know anybody. I had one person.
It was your first day.
One person on my side. And I'll never forget it. Like, and she was East Indian, right? That's her culture, right? And she was the only one who was on my side. Everybody else was on the other's side. And I was like, no, I'm not going to fight. You know, like, that's nothing for, you know. And then they're like, come on, fight. And it's like, no. And so I'm like, go. If you want to hit me, hit me. Because I'm not going to I'm not throwing the first punch. And they did, right? So they pushed me first and I pushed them back. Then they pushed again and then I pushed a little back. And then they swung at me. And the one girl on my side, she's like, oh, she's like, you have blood. And as soon as she said I had blood, I was like, what? And I just fucking wound up and gave her a fucking beeline shot to the face. And she just fucking collapsed on the ground. And then her friends picked her up. Everybody backed off of me. Thank God it went my way that day. But I'll never forget going home and pacing fucking up and down the hallways thinking, we're going to get a phone call.
Your mom's going to kill you.
Shit fucking kicked out of me tonight. What did you do? You know, and thank God that call didn't come through. But it just, you know, she pushed and she responded.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't want to do certain things or you try to keep your cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody, you know, push. You can only push so much. And then somebody's going to be pissed and fucking react,
you get a plastic
right?
glass
and whatever's
the
there
yep.
is how you're going to react, right?
Yep.
So,
or an 11-year-old's fist in your face. Boom! Then you're on the ground.
I don't even know how the fuck that happened, but yeah.
I lucked out. There you go.
I was lucky that day.
Yeah, sometimes you don't have to worry how it happened. Just, oh, thank God it worked out.
Yeah. But yeah, I thought that was funny. The push and then that was it. That was the trigger.
Going down.
Push and react, right?
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. She didn't even skip a beat.
No, she didn't.
She felt
because
it.
Like
she's
I
like,
said, if we
boom!
Go back, if we go back and we look, you'll see her hands are clear. If we go back a third time, you'll see her hands are clear.
Here,
and
let's
then,
look.
Yeah, let's look at that.
Let's
because
see.
Because I'm positive that
I thought
her
she
hands
picked
were clear.
Up the glass
no,
right
she,
before. Well, let's find out.
Yeah.
Do.
I think it's good to like just hang on.
Here we go. Party time.
Okay.
Party time.
Did we think there were any good outfits today? I didn't.
You
nothing
know
stood out to
really
me.
Stood out.
Nothing
that really
nothing,
stood
nothing
out.
Nothing stood out for
no.
me.
Although I did like Melissa's pants. In the
I didn't like Danielle's outfit again. I didn't like her outfit again. I have to say, I'm trying to be on team Danielle, but in the store, I didn't like her pants again and her shirt. She looked terrible. Poor thing. Yeah, I don't get it.
I didn't like the tattered kind of look.
Yeah.
I don't. Even if we were in actually like Tulum, I still probably wouldn't like it.
Yeah, no. Just because you're in Tulum doesn't mean that you wear tattered stuff.
I did think her hair and, like, jewelry looks good, though.
Yeah, fair.
I'll give her that.
Fair.
Did I pass it?
No.
I think you're going to pass it now.
We would know if you passed it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Blow by blow. Okay, here
okay,
we go.
Okay, let's
put the volume back on?
No, we can't.
Volume.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
I have to say Jennifer's headband I do like, though.
Yeah.
I'll give her that, but it doesn't match the earrings.
It's not the, she missed the memo on that because this isn't
So the drinks are down. Sorry, just want to say. Okay. So drinks are down right now.
Okay, drinks are down.
Yep.
Did you guys see that both? Did you see that both the drinks were on the table?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Well, I like.
She looks like an Indian princess.
So she's going.
Okay. Oh, she's shocked. Danielle's shocked.
So she's shocked.
So the drink's down. Yep. There's actually only one right in front of her.
And it's full.
I'm not sure if it's.
I think it is hers.
Or hers.
Yeah.
She's going, you're a piece of shit. You're a piece of shit.
Yeah. And you know what it is Jennifer was totally prepared for this. She knew what she was doing because she's all calm. And you know what? She's never calm. Mm-hmm. She never is.
She must have taken a couple pills too.
Yeah. She did something.
She did.
Well, it's just couple to keep of her pills. Calm, you know what I mean? Because she's not usually this calm.
No, she's
not. Yeah, no, she's
calm,
not.
She's either shooting back to be able to talk or she's
puking, you know, in a Ferrari.
She can't hold her liquor very well because even in Ireland, she got super drunk really quickly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go.
All right, let's find out. Still waiting.
Yeah.
You're talking.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, and they're going,
see the drinks on the table. Her hands are down. She doesn't have the drink in her hands. So her reaction was fucking split second instant.
Okay.
See, did you see her hand just go up again?
There we go.
And it was free. See?
Yeah.
Her hand's up in the air.
Yeah.
Now she's
watch it. No, she's gonna grab it though.
When she's
I never said that. I can lip read.
Jennifer.
So, Jennifer, that's the one who had
the.
Oh, wait.
There.
No, but it's that drink. It was only that one drink.
That's why I think
she grabs her drink.
Own drink and fucking shoved it on the side
of
her
head. Wait, let's see.
See, because her hands.
Oh, that's who grabbed the drink. Jennifer. Watch, no, she just looked at the drink.
Okay, you're dirty.
She was thinking about it. No, you need to. You're a dirt bag. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah, she didn't have it in her hand. She wasn't
playing. So, you know
that
what? Was Jennifer's drink.
Yeah,
it was Jennifer's
drink. Oh, my God.
Because I remember the
second time we saw it, I saw someone touch the drink, but it was Jennifer.
Yeah, to me, it was like I was looking at those drinks, and I was like, okay, she didn't have it. So, in that split fucking second, in milliseconds, from the time she said
here,
that.
Here, this is her talking to Bill.
She pushed her, and boom, No, like split second, like boom, it was in her hands and across her face.
I just love
done.
Bill just wiping his wiping his mouth.
Does
nothing, no reaction.
Yeah.
That was beautifully executed. Mm-hmm. Good job, Danielle.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Watch that.
It was like her body didn't even move. It was just her arm went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was
like
split second, like just
like
instant.
Art.
Instant,
it was beautiful.
Right? It was nice. It was just like she shoved, boom. She knew exactly what was within her limits, her reach, and she grabbed it.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, what else could she have grabbed?
Her by the fucking hair and yanked her down. But
yeah,
she wasn't.
But what else
that,
is on the tables? Let's see. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't even find
just,
out. Maybe like a candle or something. So I think
set
that
it
was
on fire.
Yeah. Burn! Burn, you devil! Burn!
Burn, baby, burn! Just go inferno.
Oh,
remember that one?
I do. I remember that. Yeah, that awesome.
You don't remember that one, probably. Oh no, you probably would know.
I know the song.
Yeah.
Oh, that was good. I have to say, her husband did a good job too.
Trying to keep and just kind of support her, be behind, because she's really upset about that.
Yeah, no, she's upset. She didn't want anything.
She knows maybe I fucked up because I fucking hit her on the side of the fucking head with something, right?
Yeah,
could come back to fucking haunt her.
Yeah,
but
no,
clearly she.
Oh wait, let's
provoked.
See what's on the table. No, it's just a bunch of napkins.
Yeah,
okay,
she was provoked
enough.
And she was in defense mode because she did push her back first.
Yeah.
She pushed her. I don't know what she's going to do next. Fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
I go in fucking self-defense mode. What do you want
someone
and what are you going to do? Someone pushes you.
Someone pushes you and say,
and
oh,
even,
wait,
you know what,
hurt
Teresa.
Me more, and then I'll fucking react. No, fuck off.
Later on, when they're all standing around Jennifer at that table, Teresa says to some girl, I don't know who she is though, would you do that to someone who pushes 100%. You? They're like, yeah, I would. And 100%. Teresa goes, yeah, I would too. I think anyone would, because what, are you going to let someone just push you? No.
Yeah, no. But excellent episode.
Yeah, good
Oof.
One. Yeah, good one.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I got.
That's all I got.
Well, This was sugar.
This was spice.
Not so nice.
And that was our reel on the reel.